Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. Let me remind you to check out the RGM website for news, updates, and free downloads. Now, let's go to Reverend Randall Greer.
For not trying to correct you sooner, but I respected your position and respected you as a person, and I didn't want your influence to be, you know, leave our church, because I appreciated everything you ever done. And Brother Tom said, well, I still don't agree with it. I still don't see the purpose in it. Still don't see the sense in it. But we talked long enough that he kind of calmed down. And he said, we wish you'd reconsider about coming back to church. You know, he said, I'm not coming back. Well, anyway, to make a long story short, he didn't come back to church the next Sunday. He didn't come back to church the next Sunday. And the next Sunday, a Saturday, prior to the third Sunday, my dad-in-law called me. He said, where are you at? He called me on my cell phone. I said, I'm over here by the house. He said, come quick. I said, what is it? He said, Tom's house is burning to the ground. Let's go over and see if we can help him. So we went, and when we got there, of course, the fire department was there, and it had burned to the ground. Not one stick of wood was standing. Only the brick was still in place. Every piece of clothes, every personal item was gone from that house. The fire was so hot that it melted the air conditioner condenser that sat outside and all the metal. I mean, destroyed it. It's a puddle of metal. That's all it was. Men, you might know what I'm talking about. It's melted down. Now, did God burn his house down? Absolutely not. But when you get in disobedience, you get on the devil's territory. Now, remember I told you about his children. From that day, his children went absolutely berserk. Just became idiots. That's the way to say it. The girl was just strolling herself all over the city. It was a good Christian girl up to that time. Running with this thing and that thing, laying with this thing and that thing. His sons got into thievery and robbery and wound up going to prison. Good Christian kids. Did God do it to them? Absolutely not. There is a real devil in this world. And when you step from under the Word of God, you're stepping out into the devil's kingdom. The way you close the door to the devil is simply do what the Word of God says. Your protection is in obeying God's Word. There is what I would call an invisible shield of protection that you might not be able to see. When you obey God's Word, you shut the door to the devil and he can't get in. But when you disobey God's Word, you open the door to the devil and your whole life becomes prey to him. God doesn't put sickness and disease on anybody. Now, let me tell you about Miss Linda, because you want to know. They did put her in an institution. And I did go see her, and so did my daddy-in-law. Tom wouldn't, if he was there, he wouldn't allow us to come in. But because my dad-in-law had a lot of influence in the city, and he knew the people that run the medical facility, if Tom wasn't in, they would let us go in and pray for her, because they could not do anything for her. In fact, some of these people had actually went to our church from time to time, you know. And so we would keep going and praying, and I remember my dad-in-law would just get down on his knees and just weep and cry, saying, oh, God, forgive me. Oh, God, this lady needs her children. And them children need their mama. You know, because without the influence of mama, she had been keeping them straight. They was going just wild. And just kept on. And it was almost like he was begging God. You know what I mean? And he wasn't begging in a sense, but it'd just break your heart to hear my dad-in-law pray. I'd just kneel there with him and just weep and cry. He'd just weep and cry as a pastor. It was on him, a shepherd's heart. Lord, I stand in the gap. Lord, raise her up. And over a period of time, it wasn't right away, but over a period of time, she started clearing up. And the doctor said, we don't know what's going on. I said, but she's getting better. In fact, if she continues to improve, he said, she'll be out of here in another 6 months. And guess what happened? Within 4 months, she was totally normal, totally healthy, and she walked out of that place. Of course, they never, as far as I know, got right with God in that sense. And neither did him, even though it was my cuz. The children, some of them left this world prematurely because of their disobedience and doing things that they should not have done. Did God do it to them? No, they didn't. But the Bible says, let me finish this up. You're listening too good. Malachi chapter 3. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Today in our society, ladies and gentlemen, people do not fear God. But by 2011, the fear of God is going to be back on the church. They're going to understand what I mean by fear. I'm talking about a reverent, holy respect for God. The church as a whole don't respect God. I'm talking about not just individual, but the church world. And so that's why the world doesn't respect God. But in Malachi chapter 3, let me finish up with this. Maybe not finish the whole message, but finish this particular part of it. Because there's much more to share about this. Malachi chapter 3 says, will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. In verse 8, Malachi 3:8. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Verse 9. And I've never read this verse, but this coincides with what I was telling you. He said, you are cursed with a curse. Now, what is he talking about here? That don't mean that God is setting up there with a curse wand and he's going to twang and curse you. God does not have curses in heaven. You're cursed because you're on a cursed earth that's been cursed because of Satan and the fall of man. And if you're going to stay out from under that curse, because God redeemed us from the curse of the law, according to Galatians 3:13, there is a curse that's on this earth, but God's redeemed us from it. But the way he redeemed us from it is for us to stay under the protection of God's word through obedience. So when you obey God's word, you're not under the curse. But he said here, you are cursed with a curse. Why? For you have robbed me. You have disobeyed what I told you to do. You're in disobedience. Who's under the curse? This whole nation. Everybody. That's what he's saying here. That they were cursed with a curse. Verse 10. This is a blessing. It says, bring ye all the tithes. All. A-L-L means all. The tithes. Tithes means one-tenth of what comes your way. Into the storehouse. What's the storehouse? The local church that you attend, where you're being fed by the shepherd and the pastors, and where you are being ministered to, that is the storehouse. It says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. In other words, that my work may continue and go on, that my operation may go on in this earth. Put me first and prove me now. Prove me. This is what the Lord is saying. I challenge you, in a sense, to prove me. Herewith saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open to you the windows of heaven, he said, I will open the windows of heaven. Yes, there are windows in heaven. There are rooms there too. I've experienced some of this. But remember in Noah's day, the windows of heaven were opened and a flood took place. There's a lot of spiritual things. If we had time, we would get into some of this. But I will open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. There shall not be room enough to receive it. I don't know about you. I'm signing up for this. I'm not signing up for them other verses. I'm signing up for verse 10. He said, I will open you the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. There shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer. See, Brother Tom was under the curse of the devourer. I'll rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy. And he talks about everything they had. But you will not be destroyed when you're in obedience to God's word. So, if you want to be blessed financially, simply obey what God's word says. Start off here. This is the elementary basics of financial prosperity. Obey what God's word says. Yes, we want to stay out of fear, but at the same time, the way we get into faith is doing what God's word says. Now, when you withhold tithes and offerings from God, when we as Christians, put it like that, just throw me in the pot too. When we withhold tithes and offerings from God, what we're demonstrating to God and telling God by our actions is God, I don't believe you're big enough to take care of me. So I'm going to keep everything I've got and I'm going to take care of myself. That won't get you very far. I've tried it. But when you are given your tithes and offerings, Your actions are demonstrated to God that you believe that He's big enough to take care of you, and you're putting your faith and trust in Him and not in what you can provide for yourself. And that delights the heart of God. And He'll open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings. There's not room enough to receive it. There's no condemnation this morning. I'm here to tell you, you can just smile and grin and look at your neighbor and like, they're the ones that's doing it, not me. You know what I mean? And all that kind of good stuff, but I'm not getting on anybody. But what I am doing is speaking the truth in love. Because it affects every area of your life. Disobedience in one area will affect every other area of your life. So I'm going to speak blessings over you this morning. It said if you got it wrong, then you can always get it right and thank God for it. If you can backslide, certainly you can front slide. Isn't that right? So just start sliding forwards instead of backwards. But let me pray over you. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you know that I had no idea I was going to share this specific area, but it was you speaking to us for a purpose today. And Father, I thank you that these people, under the sound of my voice, will be blessed in a significant financial way, and that you will just demonstrate your love, demonstrate your mercy, and demonstrate your grace to them. Father, I pray and ask that you'll just bless them on credit. Lord, I just know that you will, and I pray a supernatural and invoke a special blessing financially upon them. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us next time when Reverend Greer brings us the Word of God. And remember, God is with us.